Listening to GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. It is Samhain, Samhain, Devil's Night, Halloween, the 31st day of October 2005, as we plunge into the dark time of the year. Celebrated by our European ancestors by human sacrifice and the sacrifice of animals, and celebrated worldwide by ancient occultic groups with human sacrifice. And today we celebrate by dressing our children up as little demons and having them go out and demand things from people at their front doors. They don't learn how to give on Halloween. They learn how to demand and hold ransom, blackmail, extortion, terrorism. And that evil communist, Chavez, Hugo Chavez, down in Venezuela, he's saying, do not celebrate it. It is evil, an evil American export. And he's begging people not to dress their children up as demons. And he's giving state-owned property to the public and giving them deeds. Our government is saying that they'll take our property with no just compensation whenever they want. And the communist is saying he's going to give everybody property and we need to stop Halloween. I just point out how ridiculous the things that they call Chavez are. It's total lies, of course. And that's why we hear that. You know, I'm not calling for banning Halloween, but I will tell you what it really is all about today. And we have professor and author Tex Mars joining us. His new book is out. It is unbelievable. 650-something pages long. It is an encyclopedia. It is mind-blowing. I will use it as a desk reference here in the future. It totally meshes with my research and goes even deeper. Codex Magica. Codex Magica. And yes, right now it's going up on the online bookstore at Infowars.com. We're going to be carrying Codex Magica. In fact, the books are coming from the printer early next week, and so you can start ordering now. We'll be shipping them out to you by the end of next week. Get your Codex Magica today. It is a mind-blowing treatise, a literal desk reference encyclopedia. Every chapter so jam-packed with information. It's like a 600-something page Reader's Digest. It just crystallizes everything you need to know about the New World Order. And there's no doubt that we have an occultic empire running the entire globe when you read Codex Magica. All right, I didn't mean to go into a frothing plug for it, but it's just unbelievable. We're going to have open phones in this first hour. Anything you'd like to discuss? The indictment of Scooter Libby. Turns out the judge over him is a neocon 9/11 cover-up artist, so it'll be totally staged, don't worry. 9/11 cover-up judge has signed a Libby case. Also, Lord Bush's approval ratings plunged to all-time super lows. And they're talking about Fitzgerald demanding that Cheney show up to one of these meetings and be questioned by the prosecutor. So things definitely heating up there. And obviously Bush has his new Supreme Court nominee now that his friend, the Janet Reno type, is gone. Now we've got a new individual, and so we'll be getting into that as well. Bush nominates a lot of two Supreme Court choice named after a week of political difficulty over Harriet Myers. And Bush was heckled yesterday during a speech. I mean, really, who cares? He's a puppet. Bush tomorrow to unveil superflu strategy, how martial law and the end of America will save us and how good it is. Bob Barr says open season on DNA may be not far away. Army Secret Services, deadly chemicals at sea. Just thousands of tons of deadly nerve gas. It's good for you. no big deal if it kills the ocean. Just the government loves you. Just give up. Just trust them and give up all your...
TENmarkets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's Monday, and it is All Saints Eve. Or Samhain, Samhain. Devil Night, Sacrifice Night. We'll give you some of the history of Halloween this evening. And we'll also take your phone calls. Got Text Mars coming up in the next hour. Then in the third hour, the Vaccine Awareness Network, they got a bill to not only congressionally pass a law for forced inoculations, they already did that in the Homeland Security package, but to actually fund the federal takeover of the counties, cities, and states to set up the programs for forced inoculation. Bush is set to give a big speech tomorrow night about how wonderful martial law is and how good it is for all of us. And just let the government run things. They'll take good care of us. And there's all sorts of stuff in there about if the vaccine damages you or kills you, no liability of any type for any vaccine. Boy, you know rough waters are ahead when they start trying to pull stuff like that. So that's coming up 20 minutes into the third hour. And, yes, we will have wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. It's being reported by several different publications, including the Drudgely Report, that prosecutor plans on calling Cheney as witness in open court. Executive privilege fight looms. Special counsel Patrick Fitzgerald is planning to call Vice President Dick Cheney as a witness in the trial of Louis Libby. The Drudge Report has learned that the high-stakes move could result in an executive privilege showdown between the White House and Fitzgerald, a top government source said Sunday. If Mr. Fitzgerald is going to demand a public recounting of conversations between the vice president or even the president and his staff, his lawyer, I would add, on matters he himself has acknowledged or classified, executive privilege will obviously be involved. Fitzgerald has made it clear to lawyers involved in the case that he prefers Cheney appear as a witness in open court. Mr. Fitzgerald is starting from the position that this could not be done on remote or videotape, the well-placed source said. Remember, Bill Clinton appeared for the Arkansas state grand jury via videotape. Fitzgerald said Libby's attorney, Joseph Tate, discussed possible plea options before the indictment was issued last week. Time magazine reports in new editions, but the deal was scotched or vetoed because the prosecutor insisted that Libby do some serious jail time. Folks, this whole thing stinks to high heaven. I am no fan of Scooter Libby or Tom DeLay or Dick Cheney or any of these people. Obviously, Dick Cheney should be in jail for giving contracts directly to his wife at Lockheed Martin, Marietta. Obviously, they should be in jail for deals they've struck and deals they've pulled with the Carlyle Group. We have overt criminality breaking masses of federal laws. We have them red-handed. We have them lying to Congress. We have the Secretary of State lying to Congress. We have Bush lying to Congress. In testimony, that's what the State of the Union is. We have all of this. We have the forged Niger documents. We have the Downing Street memos where Blair's saying, well, I've talked to Bush and I've got a lie for him. We have them red-handed on just massive issues. Instead, and it's always this way, it's some little petty issue that can't implicate anybody else in the power structure. Because, you know, they couldn't go after Clinton for missile secrets or cocaine dealers or supercomputer technology because it was connected to high-ranking Republicans. It's the same thing here. They've got to go after them for some little petty issue, and I think the whole thing's staged. I really do. I mean, it's one of a couple different things. Either the elite is using this to somehow leverage Bush to do what they want because Bush has gotten out of line somehow, or this is a completely contrived staged event to steam valve all the public angst and brewing revolution that's going on to deflect that off of the elite onto their puppet Bush. Or the elite could be deciding to use this to pressure Bush to make him resign or leave office like they did with Nixon after Nixon carried out every program they ordered him to. I don't know, but this Fitzgerald just stinks to high heaven. And then we have articles like this one from Wayne Madison, who has proven to be a really accurate source in the past, former NSA officer, National Security Agency. We need to get Wayne on the show. 9/11 cover-up judge assigned to Libby case. And there's Paul Watson's comment here. As is continually being confirmed, the indictment story is a total distraction and a set-up steam valve to keep the left distracted. 9/11 cover-up judge assigned a Libby case. Judge assigned a Libby case has links to Republican right. U.S. District Judge for D.C. Reggie Walton has been assigned the Lewis Libby case. It is noteworthy to point out that Walton's past and current links to the Republican right and to elements in the Bush administration who have covered up important details about 9/11. Walton was appointed to D.C. Superior Court in 81 by Ronald Reagan. In 89, he was appointed by George H.W. Bush as the deputy drug czar under Bill Bennett. Ah, Mr. Racehorse. Walton was reappointed to D.C. Superior Court by the senior Bush. George W. Bush nominated Walton to the U.S. District Court for D.C. in 01. The only thing is I wouldn't call him conservative. I mean, these people are anything but conservative. Walton was the judge who, under pressure from the Justice Department, placed a gag order on former FBI translator and whistleblower Sybil Edmonds and cleared his courtroom of the public after media in Edmonds' hearing in her case against the FBI. Edmonds brought to light important information about how the FBI failed to translate important wiretap intercepts before and after 9/11. That's not what she brought forward. They ordered her to go in and excise them where it showed clear prior knowledge in Able Danger. And I heard Lord Limbaugh and others yesterday, you know, in his weekend rebroadcast, talking about evil Bill Clinton and Able Danger and how they knew about Al-Qaeda and ordered the FBI not to stop them. Well, that continued through to Bush. Bush reauthorized W-199-I. Clinton originally signed it in 96, ordering the FBI and BATF and every other federal agency, NSA, CIA, Defense Intelligence, ordering all these federal agencies, you don't touch these people. Here's the names of these Muslim groups. And we've had the U.S. Embassy head on who was saying, we can't let these guys back in. They said, listen, it's part of a covert anti-terror op. They're coming to the U.S. for training. Next, you know, they're flying planes into buildings. Folks, they were decoys. They were federal agents taking part in a live-action drill. That's confirmed. Oh, my goodness. And so, again, it just blows my mind to see all this happening. But don't hold your breath. You know, while we're busy basting Bush and busy roasting him when he's just a gibbering puppet who literally works out 3 hours a day and takes a two-hour nap and watches his favorite soap operas. I mean, the guy's a complete joke. He's a dilettante. He isn't running anything. He just goes up there and stutters off pre-rehearsed lines. He's not a good actor. But, all right, I'm now digressing. Look, folks, it's like the last year or two of Bill Clinton's presidency. I got a lot of heat because I said, why are we here attacking Bill Clinton? Nothing's going to happen to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton and Hillary are puppets. Nothing's going to happen to them. Oh, you watch when Bush gets in, they're going down. First thing Bush does, leave them alone, Dan Burton, congressman. No more investigations, no more red-handed pardoning cocaine dealers in the White House, Chinese generals in the White House. I just don't want to spin my wheels in this mindless partisanship. It's a theater. Let's go behind the stage and show you who's directing the theater. That's the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. These are the types of individuals, the Saxe Coburg Gothas. These are the names we need to talk about. We need to talk about our troops. October is the deadliest month in Iraq since January in the last 10, 11 months. The U.S. military said six American soldiers were killed just yesterday alone, making October one of the deadliest months for U.S. troops. In the worst attack for Task Force Baghdad, soldiers died when their patrol struck a roadside bomb. 12 miles south of Baghdad, the military said a similar bomb hit a patrol near Balad, 50 miles north of Baghdad, killing two soldiers from the 29th Brigade Combat Team. The deaths raised to 2,024 the number of U.S. service members. That's 24 in the last week, folks, who have died since the war began in 2003. Now we're 2.5 years into this. By the way, again, the real numbers are 8,000-plus dead. Upwards, right at, I haven't looked it up in 3 or 4 months, so it was 8,000 3 or 4 months ago. I don't know what it is now, and it was like 19,000 injured in Iraq, in the war zone, since the invasion. So I would imagine the numbers are a lot higher now. I guess I've got to go look those up again, because I have a tendency to go off old numbers, but if we use the numbers from, what was it, 3, 4, maybe even 5 months ago, I'm kind of embarrassed that I haven't seen those numbers in a while. But if this is the deadliest month in the last 10 months, you can tell it's going to be a lot higher. So how many dead? I mean, they get up on Fox News and say, 2,000 really isn't that big of a deal. I don't want to sound cavalier, but it's really not that big of a deal. Again, you tell that to the mothers whose sons and daughters are never coming home. You know, I heard the most amazing radio interview. Harry Brown, former Libertarian presidential candidate, has a show on Sunday nights on Genesis. It's Saturday night. And I was listening to it. Well, I'll tell you about it after the break. We'll get into some other news and take your calls. And they had this neocon on there, and I couldn't believe it. He said Private Lynch had never said it was a fable. The Pat Tillman case, it was a conspiracy. No one had ever said that that was all made up. I mean, it was just the denial of these people. The denial is just total.
41 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, I'm just going to spend a few minutes on Halloween and tell you why I think it's a bad holiday. And there's many reasons for that. And we're going to be taking your calls as well here in just a moment. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We have this new Supreme Court nominee that Bush has brought forward. Bush has nominated Alito to Supreme Court, choice named after a week of political difficulty over Harriet Myers. And right now, I've done some preliminary checking this morning on him. Looks like he is a big-time police state judge. A lot of rulings butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution, not conservative. But it's going to be just like Roberts. We're going to hear how conservative, we're going to hear how conservative he is, and then we're probably going to find out he's anti-gun. Roberts is now Chief Justice, and CBS News has reported that he is, quote, for sensible gun control. Oh, sensible. Oh, he's like the majority of people, CBS News says. Of course, the majority are not major poll show, but CBS says, oh, he's like the majority of people. He wants some gun control. Just like George Bush, the president, wants to sign the assault weapons ban, just like our new attorney general wants the assault weapons ban and more, believes in his heart in strict gun control. And I'm an evil liberal for being against it. Literally, I've been called that for being against Gonzalez, folks. And we're looking at this judge and very, very serious police state activities on his part. But he'll be hailed by the neocons. They'll lie on talk radio. They'll get him in. Don't worry. And then a couple years from now, we can be pulling our hair out going, man, I tell you, Bush Sr. put in that guy, and he turned out to be really bad. And Reagan appointed that guy, and he turned out being really bad. And why is it they keep voting so liberal? Because that's the agenda. Big government, loss of the Second Amendment, open borders, centralization of control, flushing due process down the toilet. So I don't trust this guy one bit. I mean, you know, whoever they put in, they're going to be bad. I mean, Bush already tried to give us Gonzalez. I mean, anti-gun, open border, believes the president's above the law openly, wrote the torture memos. I mean, that should tell you everything you need to know. And then we found out Myers was pro-abortion, pro-open border, just a bunch of other horrible stuff, and then sort of getting press releases from the White House. No, she was born again 3 years ago secretly, and now she's against abortion. Sure. Moving quickly to pick a Supreme Court nominee after the last selection with her name, President Bush on Monday nominated Circuit Court Judge Samuel Alito, a favorite of conservatives, of the Bill Bennett type conservatives, to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Judge Alito's reputation has only grown over the span of his service, Bush said, from the White House, with Alito by his side, with Tito by his side. He has participated in thousands of appeals and authored hundreds of opinions. The record reveals a thoughtful judge who considers the legal merits carefully and applies the law in a principled fashion. That's what Bush said about a month ago about Gonzalez when he floated him. Alito, a former U.S. attorney who has been a judge for 15 years, said while on the bench, he has kept in mind what he called a solemn responsibility. Federal judges, he said in a quote, federal judges have the duty to interpret the Constitution and the laws faithfully and fairly to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans, but this guy's done the opposite, folks, and to do these things with care and with restraint, always keeping in mind the limited role that the court plays in our constitutional system. Well, you need to tell us right now, would you have voted against the land grab decision in New London, Connecticut? How would you vote on the Second Amendment? We need these questions answered now. How about abortion? You need to answer all these: private property, abortion, Second Amendment, the borders. You need to answer the federal powers question. You need to answer all of this right now. I don't want to hear all these paid-off, phony conservative groups, Judas goats, who were actually paid off to lead us astray. I don't want to hear all them telling me how he's conservative like Roberts. I don't want to hear that. I want these put to this guy. I want a litmus test. That's what I want from this guy. But let me tell you, I spent some time looking at his rulings, and it doesn't look good. A preliminary view of it, he is better than Myers and Gonzalez. But that's only because we are regurgitating their other picks. But sometimes it's worse. Well, it's like that. Passed it. It is now in the House. Total liability protection for all vaccine makers in perpetuity. So you thought they were already damaging and brain damaging children and poisoning adults and cancer viruses publicly being found in many different vaccines. Oh, now it's going to be even worse. And there's forced inoculation in the legislation as well. So really important updates coming up the next hour. About to go to David, Bob, Abe, Bob, and many others that are patiently holding. And then I'll get a little bit into Halloween, just some of the history of it, and then some of the current things that are happening. Like this article, Chavez calls for ban on Halloween. BBC, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has urged families not to mark Halloween. We'll tell you why he says that coming up here in just a few minutes. But speaking of Halloween, it's now up on the shopping cart at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And that's the new book by Tex Mars. Tex hadn't had a book in 4 or 5 years. And normally Tex writes a book every year, but he's been spending 4 or 5 years writing Codex Magica. Instead of being 300 pages long, Codex Magica is over 650 pages long. and Codex Magica, secret signs, mysterious symbols, and hidden codes of the Illuminati. And, folks, once you've read this book, I mean, it's taken me over a decade to learn what I know about the occult and the hidden signs and how it's on TV and on buildings and in corporate symbols and in hand signs. Tex knows a lot more than I do. He's been studying it for 20, 30 years. He's put it all in this book. It's taken him almost 5 years to write this. He was going to release this book 2 years ago, but he just kept saying, no, 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 I'm going to add more. I mean, this is a labor of love, and yes, we're carrying it. It just came out. In fact, the books are being shipped from the publisher, from the printer. Right now, they haven't even hit Austin yet. Texas and Austin, too. And as soon as they get here next week, I mean, they're being shipped right now. They've been printed. We'll ship them out to you UPS, and they also make a great gift, so be the first to get Codex Magica. You can read a lengthy synopsis of what the book covers right now up on Infowars.com. The secret signs, mysterious symbols, and hidden codes of the Illuminati. And this is just such an important book. The hand signs they use, the symbols, who controls it, the highest levels, the different orders within the group. just wait till you see this. Just wait till you see this. It's amazing. I mean, really, I could talk for 10 hours about it. You need to get Codex Magica. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't forget, we're also carrying Jim Tucker's new book, The Bilderberg Diaries, an amazing 25-plus year odyssey sneaking into these meetings inside the elite, inside those that control the world government, full of photos and documents and a lot of never-before-seen information. I mean, it is the one stop shop, this book, to really understand the Bilderberg Group, the pinnacle of elite power. We're also now carrying that book in the bookstore. We're going to be adding a lot of new books and videos to the bookstore here in the next few months because I'm about to open a physical bookstore here in Austin, Texas, and I'll soon reveal that address to you on air, but the office isn't open yet to the public. We're still setting everything up. But Codex Magica, or call toll-free to get any of my other videos or books that we carry. A lot of big specials we're offering right now. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Monthly and yearly subscriptions. Get all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, special video reports, my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let's go ahead and go to calls, and we'll get back into the news. David in Mass, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you today?
Good, sir.
Thomas Barnett was on C-SPAN 2 last night in an interview conducted by Tom Feeney. He's the Republican representative from Florida. And I recorded it. I'll be happy to give you a copy if you're...
I would like a copy. For those that don't know, tell us about Mr. Barnett.
Well, he was the guy that was doing a lot of advising of the Pentagon on the Naval War College, and his new book is called A Blueprint for Action. And of course, it's the typical rhetoric of how globalization is so great and how we can establish military dominance anywhere. And the most shocking thing, Alex, is he said a couple of things, which, I'll send you the thing. He said a one world currency is a must, absolutely, and that we should make sure that Iran does possess nuclear weapons. Oh, they should have them.
Oh, I know, and China is the model and is our really good buddy.
Because, I mean, we can't forget that, Prime Minister Ahmadinejad says Israel has to be wiped off the map, and so we have to make sure that they have nuclear weapons.
Well, his view is very popular in the Pentagon. He's one of their chief strategists, as you know, and he's a darling of the Wall Street Journal and of Brian Lamb at C-SPAN. They just constantly advertise for the guy. And again, when I was going to set him up for the show, my producer set him up, but he Googled me, and he wouldn't come on. And I called him during a break, and I said, please come on. He started cussing at me, and I said, listen, you're for world government. You believe that the military works for Wall Street. Just come on and defend your ideas. And he started cussing at me, and I said, look, we're going to defend the sovereignty of the U.S. And he just hissed at me, literally hissed, and said, you just keep on dreaming.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he totally advocates for all the World Bank and the IMF to totally dictate the structural adjustment. And all
and we have their, and listen, we have the IMF, I mean, their own chief economist, it was so evil, he resigned and said, I can't do this morally. And they actually say they want to bankrupt us, no middle class, everybody living like prisoners in compact cities. Oh, this has been in the BBC. I mean, we're actually going to be slave prisoners, and this bastard, this piece of garbage, gets up on TV and gets up at the Pentagon and talks about how we're slaves and talks about global government, and I'm sick of traitors like Mr. Barnett.
Alex, let me ask you a question. How do you want to get, I'll either A, send it via DVD to your Lamar address, or I can download it to a site called YouSendIt.com, which they send you an email.
Well, frankly, if you want to do this, my problem is I get 2,000 emails and then don't see half of them. I try to look at it all. Email.
I know you have a secret email.
Well,
I'm aware of that.
Well, I do, and then it's already gets like 300 a day.
Yeah. So, I mean, your choice.
You know what? If you want to do some work, you could download it and zip and send it to us and burn us a copy and mail it. That'd be very thankful.
Oh, I'll do it. Yeah, no problem. I'll absolutely do that. Yeah, and at the beginning of the show, you were mentioning beware of further demonization against Venezuela, because Chavez recently, if you weren't aware, has totally detached the Bolivar, I believe, the Venezuelan currency, has been completely detached from the Federal Reserve. They're floating it to find their own value. So it's looking like Chavez is definitely, I mean, you know, he's totally in resistance to the, you know, to U.S. policy, so.
Exactly, and I mean, this will probably be the last straw. Saying that Satanists run America, and that and that's basically what he said. I mean, that's it. It's over for him. They've already kidnapped him publicly once, and the news acts like it's a conspiracy. Armed troops went in, grabbed him, had him on a helicopter, told him to basically do what our government says, or they'd kill him. His troops took the Capitol back over. Then they had to let him go.
It was a failed coup attempt. Yeah.
Well, that happened. Greg Palast of the BBC Newsnight reporter said 4 days before it happened on this show, it was going to happen, and then it happened. Thanks for the call. David, a great call. Yeah, you know, Barnett, I wish Barnett would come on and defend his ideas. And they're so childish. But that's the grade level that the average intellectual is at today. We had General Pardon on to debunk him, and this is the same thing they've been hearing at the Pentagon for 50 years from people like Barnett. And for those that don't know, Barnett openly says global government's taking over, global currency. I was aware of that. His first book was The Pentagon's New Map. Now it's The Plan of Action or whatever. I haven't read the new book. I'm being sent a copy, I'm told, but I've seen it online. But, I mean, he just openly sits up there and says that America's gone and global government runs us and it's real funny. And I got video of him up in front of all these generals at the Pentagon in an amphitheater, a stadium seating, and the generals are smiling as they talk about the end of this country. I mean, he should be arrested. Seriously, folks, in a proper America, he could be a private citizen all day long and run around saying, destroy America, take over America, end America, give us over to the globalists. But to work in the Naval War College and to be pushing these plans, he should be removed at least. But, oh, no, I'm the bad person. I'm the bad person, see? And this is what the neocons' goal is. They're going to use American military strength to take over pathetic, weakling, third-world nations who are not a threat, but that have resources that can be sold that are not under the IMF World Bank central banking cartel. As the last caller put it, the Federal Reserve System. That's a global system owned by the same individuals. Literally, there are a handful of private families who own the printing presses of the dominant countries. Can you imagine how powerful you'd be if for 100 years you owned the printing presses that printed the money? We hear about Bill Gates being worth $60-something billion. We hear about Warren Buffett with $40 billion. That's nothing. They're high-level elitist, but not in the very top room. They're not a Rothschild, a Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. The Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, that's the Queen of England, folks. That's a real name. See, they give you a brand name, Windsor. Fake name. It's a brand name. They own the oil companies. They own the property. They literally, it's in mainstream news articles that they have liens against our national parks. They own our national debt. They own the endowments for our universities. That is, they have steering power through the universities, through the endowments that their subsidiaries have paid for. They own a lot of the stock in our media, fast food restaurants, movie chains, just everything. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And they create a global government. They get our governments to sign through treaties, to sign away their governmental powers to these private IMF, World Bank, World Trade Organization. Folks, they're as private as a McDonald's. They're as private as a basketball, indoor basketball court at Mall of America. They're as private as Walmart. And our government openly is signing all its authority over to them. Then they come in through treaties and local and state agreements and set up regional governments that are private but have governmental power. So they're circumventing all of our checks and balances, putting in electronic voting machines, putting in cameras and face scanning cameras and RFID tracker systems and license plate scanning systems and face scanning systems, a whole prison grid. MIT Magazine openly says the Pentagon designed all these cameras and stuff you see. Lockheed openly is moving in to manage it. Openly running commercials where we're going to protect you, and they show troops in compounds with video screens protecting America. They're putting in the total grid, and they're horrible people. And China is their model. They love China. They love the fact they kill newborn babies if it's your third child. They love the fact they have forced abortions. They love the fact the Fortune 500 can't keep their hands off of China. It's their one only burning desire. It was the Rockefeller president. It was David Rockefeller who went over there. And Nelson and Kissinger. Bush Sr. was the envoy. Lived there for 2 years. Opening China up. Making the agreements to use that slave labor to leverage out all their competition globally with select crony capitalism. And you try to explain this to conservatives, they don't even understand it. You try to explain it to liberals, they don't understand it. That's why it doesn't matter if it's Nixon or Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan or George Bush. They're going to give China all the missile secrets. They're going to give them all the supercomputers. They're going to give them the cruise missile computers. They're going to give them all our jobs. They're going to give them all the weapons. And they're going to give them Taiwan, just like they gave them the Panama Canal. Because they see us as slaves, folks, and they love China. It's like the globalist or Pepe Le Pew, and ever seen that cartoon, and China's the cat that the skunk's chasing after. I mean, literally, they are in a love fest. Oh, you slaughter. You have stadium executions. You have mobile death vans. Oh, you're melting people down for their collagen. Oh, I love you. Oh, here's more UN awards. Oh, we love you. Oh, you're so darling. Oh, let's have some rhetoric and fight with each other so you can crack down on your public and use false nationalism and so we can crack down on ours and threaten to nuke us again and we'll threaten you and, oh, but we'll give you all the secrets. Oh, we love you. Oh, you're, oh. Bob in Maine. Bob, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. What happens when or if someone actually comes up with real charges rather than these watered down ones that only that don't connect them to, like...
There have been charges before against presidents and the senator or the congressman who was investigating it, but their plane blows up. I mean, it's happened just 50 times. I mean, more. It's happened so many times. Or they suddenly get a brain tumor and die in 1 week. Or they get shot 5 times, and then it's a lone crazy who did it.
If you had multiple people, like a large group, and you made them known large enough... So if they were killed...
Well, here's the problem. The globalists have been in power so long that every U.S. attorney is theirs. Presidents appoint them. And these federal grand juries are controlled by federal prosecutors. You can have state grand juries do it. But Americans are so sheep-like, no longer land of the free, home of the brave, that most people on a grand jury, if some guy in a suit tells them not to indict, they don't do it. You know, the grand jury is supposed to be in charge, not the prosecutor, but just like the jury is supposed to be in charge, not the judge. But see, everything is an inverse of what it's supposed to be, because they just slowly, the government declared powers it didn't have until it became customary and accepted.
All right, so you think that this rotten fruit is just going to eat itself? There's nothing that's going to stop them?
No, a lot of things are going to stop them, just because their own enforcers are going to be woken up by you and I, and then it's just like Ceausescu. You know, one day people just didn't follow him anymore. So it is rotten to the core. Believe me, we've never had so much support as we have now. If you want to call us the rebels or the independence crowd, the pro-America crowd, the counter-revolutionaries is what we really are, we're actually winning right now.
I sure hope so.
Well, it's up to you, sir. I mean, if you take action and exert yourself in the info war, we will bring them down. But if you don't, we are literally going to be like cattle within 10 years, maybe even sooner. It's going to get really bad, brother, really bad. They're going to be in work brigades, everything. I mean, we're going to be actual slaves. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary.
It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to take some more calls coming up in the next segment, a little five-minute segment, and then we got Tex Mars coming on. But let me just read what Chavez said. Chavez calls for ban on Halloween. This is Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has urged families not to mark Halloween, calling it a U.S. custom alien to South American nation. He's not really calling for a ban, folks. He's saying people shouldn't celebrate it. I agree with Hugo Chavez, folks. Families go and begin to disguise their children as witches. This is contrary to our way, Mr. Chavez said during his weekly radio and TV show. And everybody knows what cloak you put on is what attitude you take on. He said Halloween was a game of terror, the AP News agency reported. Mr. Chavez is known as a fierce critic of the U.S. government and President George W. Bush personally. The president recently described the Bush administration as a terrorist government. Mr. Chavez said Halloween was part of a U.S. culture of putting fear into other nations, putting fear into their own people. That's true, folks. That's what the pagans did it for, was to exercise power over the people in the lower local Druidic area. If they could make them give up a child each year, that was a great way to exercise control, and everybody would basically grovel to the priest, giving them proper gifts throughout the year so their child wouldn't be picked the next. He did not refer to incidents earlier this month when lanterns made from hollowed pumpkins carrying anti-government messages appeared in several places in the capital, Caracas. Halloween, a pagan festival characterized by mischief-making, is marked every year on the 31st of October. Oh, BBC admits it's pagan. Of course it is. Samhain, Samhain. Even National Geographic, it's in my new film, has the bodies they've dug up, tortured, heads cut off, hearts cut out. Some perfectly preserved, they were put in peat bogs. By the Druids. And, you know, all these people that are into the occult go, oh, we're not involved in that. We've never been involved in that. Well, I'm sorry. That's what your roots go back to. So stop denying it. But listen, the problem with Halloween, the big problem is that it teaches people that evil is a witch with a wart on her nose, on a broom, or a goblin, or a skeleton, or a demon. Paul told us that the devil masquerades as an angel of light. And there's other passages. Satan looks like an angel of light. And that's the way it is in the real world. The nice suit, the nice hair, the nice tie, the nice voice, you know, the good-looking man or woman you can trust telling you the teleprompter. That's what the devil looks like, okay? That's what the devil looks like. He doesn't look like Anton LaVey, some bald-headed freak dancing around in a red pajamas. The devil looks like the UN. The devil looks like the Congress. The devil, you know, the Antichrist is going to be, people are going to think he's Jesus, folks. Because he doesn't show up in a red outfit, people are going to buy him. They already got people on national TV. You know, if you're a Christian, take the chip. We've confirmed they're doing that now. So the devil looks like a face-scanning camera. The devil looks like a compact city. The devil looks like open borders. The devil looks like world government. The devil looks like Thomas Barnett. Up there real slick and real smooth and real calm with the right tones to not upset you and soothe you and just relax. Just let us run things. And Halloween, always the murders increase, the abductions increase of children. Devil's Night in Detroit, hundreds of homes burned each year until the citizens got together in mass and called it Angel's Night. And they went out and confronted, and the crime rate went down by several thousand percent. We should call it Heroes Night. I heard Pastor Dart on the air. It's a good point he made last night. I was listening to it on WOAI. That's what we need to do is give on Halloween. It teaches your children to go demand something dressed up like a demon at somebody's door, demanding bounty, doing what Druid priests did thousands of years ago. Let me tell you, folks, you curse your children when you do that. You curse them.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Abe and Bob and others, your calls are coming up. We got Tex Marsh joining us. We have Barbara Lee Fisher heading up the Vaccine Awareness Network. Very serious laws. I'm very close to passing for total vaccine maker liability protection and forced inoculation and federalization of your local towns and cities for forced inoculation. That's coming up. We'll be talking about Halloween here in a few minutes. Let's go ahead and talk to Abe in Florida. Abe, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones. I'm in full support of your work.
Thank you.
I just wanted to touch on a few points. The last week, I was, you know, flipping through television and, you know, just seeing what was on. And MTV, the wasteland that it is, there's this show called Punk whereby they stimulate an environment to try to create a stimulus from, you know, popular celebrities. And the show host, Ashton Kutcher, he just, you know, blatantly put it out there, you know, and I'm sure some of your viewers might have seen it, but he just blatantly put like ID cards, you know, we're in the future, you know, where's my card where I could just, you know, immediately go to the bank or, you know, just get money out.
Yeah, it's all very overt. Oh, we're all going to have chips. Oh, we're all going to have cards. Oh, it's good. And it doesn't matter if 90-plus percent of us are against it in major polls. They'll keep repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating.
Yeah.
Well, that's just how you domesticate a wild horse. You just keep getting in the pen with it over and over and over again until it just gets used to you and accustomed to you. We have to consciously realize how they're manipulating us and be insulted by it and resist it.
Right, right. But do you think at this point that we could just reach the mass of Americans? Because, I mean, I'm a college student myself, and when I talk to, you know, fellow college students, they're completely oblivious to the fact that, you know, life isn't just what it teaches you in school, and in the new world, they just have no comprehension of.
A lot of that is because we've been trained to, number one, be soft and to be lazy and to be self-centered and to only feed our animal instincts, but. They're not going to be satisfied. That's never satisfying. They're going to want the higher, you know, higher levels of understanding. And they're going to be abused by this system. So plant the seeds and know that they will sprout. And it's never been a majority that changed things, sir. We already have well more than what our founding fathers had at 5%.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was also watching the Simpsons last night. And when you spoke about how they're trying to... you know, reach you on television. It was just so weird when you spoke about it, and then I saw it myself. They showed guns being destroyed. Homer destroyed. You know, he asked some cop, and they try to, you know, just play it down because it's a cartoon. They showed guns being destroyed, and then a nuclear bomb going off. And then right after that, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, that's crazy how they just, you know, blatantly put that. Well, not blatantly, but indirectly put it. In the cartoon.
It's called operant conditioning.
Yeah. And David Icke, I know you don't completely agree with some of this stuff, and it is truly bizarre, but The Secrets of the Matrix, he said that These people are targeting the unconscious part of the brain.
Well, that's, sir, that's Edward Bernays. That's mainstream. Thanks for the call. See what David does. I think David's a nice guy. He talks about all this real stuff, then he adds things to it that can't be proven, and hence then people think all the proven stuff may not be true. When you take a mid-level advertising class at a good university, they will, this is openly taught, okay? The conscious mind is up here in the cerebral cortex, but the subconscious brain catalogs and is hooked into the instincts and everything, and that's what's being hit. That's why it's good to not watch a lot of TV or be very selective about it. I mean, even if I try to watch a show about dolphins, at the end it's give up all your property, world government's good, the animals are dying. You know, everything has the propaganda in it. And there's subliminals, too. I mean, big time. By the way, subliminals are public. That's not a... The industry will admit that if you just read about it.
There is a secret.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we have Tex Mars on the line with us. We'll be going to my good friend, the professor, here in just a moment to give you the history of Halloween. But just to recap, Hugo Chavez, the president of Venezuela, who is supposedly a socialist, but he took land taken by neocon governments in the past and gave it back to the indigenous population with the deeds. So our government, the Supreme Court, is ruling that we don't own private property, and if some private robber baron wants it, they can come and take it and not even pay you fair market value. Now, that's literally like feudal lords 800 years ago in ancient England in the days of Longshanks just saying, I want your property, I want your wife, I want your daughter, I'm taking your sons as slaves to serve in my military. I mean, that's slavery, ladies and gentlemen. We forget that it isn't just black Americans who were slaves. A lot of white people came here as indentured servants, and you never got out of your 7 years of indentured servitude because they get you into debt, then you'd be a sharecropper. But that's a side issue with Hugo Chavez. The point is, he's getting off the IMF and World Bank. He's getting out of the system. He's got his own oil. And now he's saying that our government is satanic, that this is a way to terrorize the public, that dressing up like demons is bad, and that it's not our way, that it's not Christian. And I have a lady that cleans our house, because I'm too busy, my wife's too busy working all the time to do it. And she's got her green card, folks. Don't worry, I don't hire illegals. Really sweet, nice lady. And she's from Brazil. And I was talking to her last week, and I said, oh, Halloween's coming up. And she said, oh, no, we don't celebrate that. That is Diablo. And I said, oh, really? She goes, yes, it's a festival of the devil. We don't worship the devil. And I said, oh, I don't worship the devil either. We don't celebrate that. So there's a lot of things down in Latin America. Now, in Mexico, they do, folks, and they got the Day of the Dead and all that because you got that whole Aztec influence. But not in South America, folks, not in Central America. And BBC admits, quote, Halloween, a pagan festival characterized by mischief-making, is marked every year on October 31st of October. And it is the year Halloween has the most murders and abductions and most violence of any day in the year. And what, it's number three for DWIs. Thanksgiving's number one, and number two is New Year's. But the point is, hundreds of homes burned down in Detroit on Devil's Night. Why would you let your children be part of this? Even if you don't believe in God, which I think is foolish, you should know, folks, having your child dress up in an outfit and go demand something from someone, that's what the Druid priest would come and demand your horse, demand your oxen, demand your cat, demand your child, to burn them, to kill them, to slit their throats, to throw them in a peat bog. Were we able to get text on a better phone there, guys? Okay, good. I was waiting for the cue on that. So honored to have Tex Mars, powerofprophecy.com, of course, texmars.com, and conspiracyworld.com. best-selling author, Air Force officer. He married my wife and I, good friend of mine. Always good to have him back up. And, Tex, thank you for coming on with us today.
Hey, Alex, great to be with you.
Halloween, Tex, why should we not celebrate Halloween? Why should we keep our children out of Samhain or Samhain?
Well, you mentioned the Samhain or Samhain, as many occult call it. First of all, Alex, you know, we're not against at all kids having a good time or parents having a good time, or even though it's probably not the most healthy, eating a lot of sweets at a given time of year. I think I've eaten too many sweets and it's put on a lot of pounds on me over the years. But here is the absolute truth of Halloween. It has always been a satanic day. It is a witchcraft day. You know, in the witchcraft calendar, there are eight Sabbats. The second most powerful day of witchcraft for all witches, and you can talk to the head of the Church of Wicca or the Salem witchcraft sect and all of those. But the second most important day is this day, Halloween. And it comes, of course, from pagan sources. It really was not practiced in the United States until 1845, when many people from Ireland and Scotland came over after the horrible potato famine. So many immigrants came to the United States from Ireland. Unfortunately, they brought with them the worship of the Druids, at least a certain number did. It caught on and now has become a major holiday in the United States. But it is the worship of the dead. It is necromancy. It is affiliation with spirits. Now, I know that most parents out there are probably saying, oh, this is crazy. It's just a fun day. But we're not talking about, you know, dressing up just in costumes as historical figures or such. We're talking about devils. We're talking about witchcraft. We're talking about Dracula, vampirism, and all of these things which, Alex, are based on reality. They are not based on myth. They're not based on cartoons. They're based on real things.
Well, Tex, as you know, every couple of weeks I see where some teenagers kidnap an old woman and cut her head off and drink her blood. I mean, it's just, it's exploding. Murders are exploding, these vampiric murders. Of course, they're not physical, live-forever vampires, but that's where the legends come from, are these murdering death cults.
Well, Jeffrey Dahmer, that's what he did. He started out in the occult. He began to kill animals, you know, dogs and cats. He graduated up to human beings. He was an occultist. He was a Satan worshiper. And then he began to be a cannibal even. And in fact, you know, Julius Caesar saw what we would call Halloween being celebrated when he conquered the Gallic lands and went over into Scotland. He saw the Stonehenge type of celebrations. He said himself that the Druids practiced not only witchcraft. This is in the writings of Julius Caesar.
No, I actually own a volume of his letters back to Rome, and he goes, these people are just total heathen.
Oh, he
this is a worshiper of Mars and a worshiper of Zeus and a worshiper of, you know, all these pagan gods who he's calling it evil.
That's right. Well, at least they didn't. One of the things he noted was that they would sacrifice victims to their so-called gods, and then their high priest, the Druid priest, would eat the flesh of their victims. So this was just abhorrent to Julius Caesar and to the Romans. But I believe this happens now. You know, I had a call some years ago from a policeman in San Antonio, and he wanted to find out more about Halloween and what witchcraft folks do and Satanists. And he told me that throughout the city of San Antonio, in the environs, in the wooded areas, in the hill country, they find satanic altars after Halloween, and they actually find the bones and charred bodies of animals, and so this is, you know, something that they wanted to try to put an end to.
Tex, I personally found that hiking around in the hill country around Austin, because I'll go on 10-15 mile hikes, especially back in the day when I had time, and you will run into satanic altars.
You do indeed. I have a picture coming up in one of my newsletters, Alex, of Liz Carpenter. Now, remember, she was the personal secretary to Lady Bird Johnson. She's big in Democratic Party politics, and when Hillary Clinton came to town, you know, they met, and but actually a picture of her howling at the moon. It said that she and other feminists, on the night of the full moon, go out and howl at the moon. And this is in witchcraft called drawing down the moon. Here we have probably the most the famous woman in Texas politics, Liz Carpenter, howling at the moon out in the hill country, along with her, you know, liberal, democratic, feminist friends.
And I interrupted you. Back to the police officer. He was calling him about all these altars everywhere.
Yeah, and he told me at that time, this was several years back, that a number of the Humane Society shelters and such in the Central Texas area, especially in San Antonio, at that time, they put a prohibition against the adopting of cats, especially black cats. And this is across America, the ASPCA and Humane Society actually know that many of witchcraft sects will go and adopt animals, especially black cats, and then sacrifice them. So this is not just fun and games. These people take it seriously. And let me say one other thing, Alex, for people that are scratching their heads right now. You have exposed the Bohemian Grove. And what is the Bohemian Grove but a meeting in the forest? This is the same thing the Druid priest and the others did. And they worship the great fire god, and they made human sacrifice, or at least had an effigy that appeared. So we're talking about the top politicians in America, Europe, and the world that meet annually deep in a grove in California. You have outed this. You were the first one to do so. This is nothing more than satanic. Halloween is a reflection of what you found at the Bohemian Grove.
Well, Tex, I mean, look at how the violence and the murder explodes on this night.
Well, yeah, they said that already, even here in Austin, Texas, I think 250 arrests they announced last night already. We haven't even had the big celebration of Halloween. They've already gotten 250 arrests, mostly for alcohol and so forth.
But you judge a tree by its fruits.
Well, you do. And, you know, not too long ago, a mother wrote to me, sent me a news clipping. Maybe we can talk more about this on the break.
Now let's talk about it on the other side, and then maybe give a little bit into Christmas. See, now it's not Jesus. Now it's a jolly elf. And for those that don't know, Christmas was actually banned for about 20 years in England in the early 1800s because of mass murder and killing. Yeah, Santa Claus isn't a very friendly fella. He's actually kind of like Freddy Krueger.
Welcome to RealityZone.com.
To the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I tell you, with guests like Tex Mars, we always have the best radio off air during the last 4 minutes talking to Tex. I was mentioning my new film, The Order of Death, is coming out. It's going to be put on the same video, same DVD as Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. It'll be available in about 2-3 weeks. But how the local pagans didn't like me mentioning how the elite was doing rituals. They were just mad about the policies. And how a year after we snuck in, we caught video of them when Ed Homan went out there doing their own ritual at the gates of the grove. And one of them called in Amon. They said Amon. And then I knew it was Egyptian, but Tex just said that it corresponds to the Canaanite Moloch. So, Tex, I tell you, it just never ends, does it?
Well, it really doesn't. It's very interesting, the connection there. But again, we get back to the Bohemian Grove. There's so much in the Old Testament, God warning about those who went to the groves and worshipped their gods. You know, talk about these pagans who were demonstrating against your exposures, and they don't like to be exposed because they get good press coverage on Halloween in the mainline media, you see. So they don't like it when an Alex Jones or Tex Mars comes up. I was in Seattle on King TV some years ago, and they had a big town meeting there, and they had all the witches come out to debate me, you know, and I was about the only Christian in the audience. And there I was. It was sort of like Oprah Winfrey show, except it seemed everybody was hostile against the Christians. But one of the witches got up, and she talked about how terrible it was. This is, by the way, during Halloween period. She said how terrible the Christians were. They've always persecuted witches. And she said, and they accuse us of worshiping Satan. Why, we don't even believe in the devil and witchcraft. The devil is a Christian invention. So the host came to me and stuck the microphone in my face, Alex, and said, what about that? The witches say they don't worship the devil. And I looked right at this witch, and I said, you worship the goddess, do you not? She said, yes, I worship the lady of the forest. And I said, and you worship the consort, the male, which is Pan, right, the horned god. She said, yes, but she began to stammer, you know. She says, but Pan, the horned god we worship, that's not Satan. He's the god of the forest. I said, and he has horns. She says, well, yes, but that's not the devil. So I think it's interesting how they try to define their own terms as they would like to do it. You know, I have an interesting fact here, Alex, for your audience. A lot of kids dress up as Dracula, Count Dracula. And, you know, Sesame Street, one of the characters is a count, like Dracula. I notice even a cereal is called Count Chocula, after chocolate. But people don't realize there literally was a real Dracula.
And Bush and Kerry are related to him.
Yeah, I have heard that. That's actually been proven.
Yeah, MSNBC did the genealogy.
Well, this is an interesting thing. Now, there's a book, and I had a copy of it some years ago, and I went out and did research, and it's on a ruler in Eastern Europe named Vlad, V-L-A-D, the Impaler.
Yeah, Vlad the Dragon, the Impaler.
Yeah, and he killed over 100,000 people. He was ruler of a small nation, and he tortured them. He would impale their bodies on spears, and he would drink blood. Over 100,000, he locked many of them into a palace and burned them alive. That's how he got rid of the beggars and the homeless. He just locked them up and burned them alive. But this was a real character, so when you play around with Dracula, you're really, you know, imitating a real character.
Well, I see people dressed up like Jeffrey Dahmer or Ted Bundy. It's like it's real funny.
Oh yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I think it was Freddy Krueger from one of the movies. He actually said he studied the life of Ted Bundy and used that as an inspiration for how his mannerisms and such and how he acted. You know, back to Vlad, the Impaler, it's interesting that Lenin, you know, was not the monster of the Red Terror who murdered so many Christians and others in Soviet Russia. His first name was Vladimir. He named himself. That was not his real name. He was born with another name. But he named himself Vladimir, after Vlad. And it may even be of interest to people that Putin, the current, you know, he was with the KGB, and now he's the new dictator, basically, of Russia. And his name is Vladimir Putin.
Well, we know that they were called the Red Terror, the Red Star, and it's actually talked about. This is well documented, where they're killing all these people, and he goes, I need more blood.
More blood. He literally called out for that. And May 1 is the highest holy day in witchcraft. And that was the day they celebrated the coming of communism. May 1, May Day.
May Day, how cute. Oh, it's friendly. We'll be right back with Tex Mars, more about Halloween, more about his new book, too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my
hip. Tex Mars is going to be with us about 15 minutes in the next hour. Your calls are coming up. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Tex, before we go any further, give us some of your websites and tell us about your amazingly powerful newsletter and also your new book, Codex Magica.
Well, Alex, I'll tell you, that book, wow, it's going to be a very controversial book. It's going to be out November 1st, and I understand you're going to be offering it on your program on Infowars.com, your website. And I'll tell you, people will have never seen a book like this. It's over 600 pages. It seems to be about 2 inches thick. It's really an encyclopedia. And it's the first book to ever expose. Actually, has over 1,000 pictures, photographs, illustrations. And it actually shows what I call the criminals of the Illuminati, some of the top politicians, entertainers, bankers, financiers, secret society leaders in the world, as they do their secret hand signals, handshakes, even use their bodies, mysterious secret symbols, hidden codes. And all of this you're going to see in the book. And this is a book basically that I've been researching for well over a decade. And it's taken me almost 5 years to put it all together.
Tex, this
Codex
is your
Magica.
Codex Magica. This is your creme de la creme. This is, this is your masterwork. This thing just proves without a shadow of a doubt, folks. Page after page, document after document. It's overwhelming. And, I mean, I remember years ago you were working on this book, Tex. I mean, normally you'd write a book in a year. Or you know, even faster, and these were thick, well-researched, powerful books. I mean, the first book I ever heard the word RFID was your book, Project Lucid, back in 1996. I mean, no one had ever heard of it. And you have the documents, how it would be used to buy and sell, and how it would be used to track us. And, you know, now Catherine Ahlberg's getting kudos for writing it, and you know, good for her. But Tex is a real trailblazer, and Tex, describe, you know, why you took so long to write this and why it ended up being so long. I mean, I'm the same way, but not as scholarly as you are. I mean, you just want to keep adding more and more documentation because there's so much. Why leave any of it out?
Well, you know, I had to leave some of it out, but it's in a large format. It's sort of like a coffee table type book, 624 pages in all. It has a lot of footnotes and references, but mostly the pictures. And then I explain. And by the way, to make sure there's no argument, I go back. And I actually have the pages out of some of the secret manuals and textbooks of the Illuminati secret societies and the Masonic handbooks and such. So I show how they teach their initiates, for example, in Freemasonry, the first to the 33rd degrees, how they use their different hand signals and all and how they describe them. Then I actually show U.S. senators, presidents, prime ministers, Federal Reserve Chairman and so forth, using these same symbols and how they do it, how they move their body, even the words they use. And listen to this, Alex. You're going to see this on the cover of Time, Newsweek, all of the CBS, ABC, NBC sitcoms. There's even entertainers that have been brought into this and taught how to use their bodies. The sitcoms like Seinfeld, you'll see Jewish Kabbalistic hand signs used, the sign of Satan, El Diablo, and I will explain the difference between that in the book and, you know, just what the deaf do, the I love you of the deaf. There is a significant difference, and people will see that. But all of those things are exposed, I believe, for the first time ever in this book. Why did it take so long? You know, I think what is interesting, and I didn't even think about it till this moment, here you and I are talking about Halloween. It is the second most significant day on the witchcraft calendar, Alex. I didn't realize my book is being released basically on Halloween Day. Maybe God wants us to expose the occult and the Illuminati or the occult.
It was going to be out about a month ago, but it got held up.
Yeah, it got held up by the printer.
Now you're firing this major, scholarly, but also very interesting work at the enemy on their day. Of course, this is the eve of the day, and then tomorrow is when the book actually comes out. We put in our order now, folks, for a whole bunch of these, so I hope you'll go to Infowars.com and order Codex Magica, 600-plus pages, over 1,000 pictures from Infowars.com, or get it from Tex Mars. Tex, give us the phone number at your office so folks can call and get the book or call and get your free newsletter.
Well, I want to mention again, because a lot of people know about Infowars.com, your website. It'll be available there. Or they can go to our websites, powerofprophecy.com. And by the way, they can simply get our free newsletter. We'll be glad to give them this issue coming up, which talks about Codex Magica. And they'll see some of the actual hand signs. Now, we won't even charge them for that. Just ask for the free newsletter about Codex Magica, just call toll-free 1-800-234-9673 and say, I'd like to know more about Codex Magica. Nobody will ask you to, you know, to give a cent. We'll just take your name and address down, and we'll send it right in the mail to you. No obligation whatsoever.
And, folks, it's a really nice newsletter with a lot of key information. In fact, when I did a newsletter for a while, I modeled it off of Texas. In fact, copied it, really, and then even used the same printer here in Austin because it's so nice. Give that number out again twice, please.
Well, you're very kind. 1-800, toll-free, 234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Of course, they can go ahead and order the book. We're going to be getting it in this week, and we'll sell, you know, mail it right out. But I want to mention, as soon as we get it off the truck, we're going to bring over your boxes too. I believe people will wake up. This will awaken thousands of people because we're being conditioned. Propagandized.
I mean, Codex Magica is going to wake up more than that, because I told you earlier, I really wanted to make a documentary where I went through and showed it all, but there's so much to have it in this coffee table style book, such an easy read, so, you know, well illustrated, to have all of their own photos, their own admissions. This is how the elite communicates with each other. This is, I mean, really, these occult groups, folks, are like the original secret societies. They're really just intelligence agencies with these occult trappings and these occult beliefs involved. So now people are going to have really the blueprint to understand a whole new language. It's like learning German or learning French or learning Spanish, isn't it, Tex? And you have kind of decoded the Rosetta Stone.
Well, I believe that I have. And I've used, interestingly enough, their own textbooks. I've had to go all the way back to 1860. Even the 1700s to find, you know, some of these textbooks. It's interesting how a lot of high-level Freemasons have died over the years, and their widows have sent me their libraries and their books. So this is how I came upon much of the material, literally from widows who were horrified when they went into their dead husbands' libraries and such and found the textbooks and such. And by the way, you mentioned Amun. One of the ladies, the widows, actually sent me a book and showed where her husband had been worshiping the god Amun, believing that he would gain prosperity. And you mentioned that the pagans and the witches were demonstrating against you and worshiping the god of Amun.
Tex, you haven't seen the video yet. That's what the ritual is, to give them prosperity and to take it away from George Bush. At the end of the ritual, they say, give us prosperity. And then they turn towards them and say, take it away from them.
Take it away from them. You know, it's interesting now. A lot of people say, well, hand signs, handshakes, secret gestures, the way things are set up in the movies and in magazine scenes, this is just clown stuff. This is just fun and games. This is not serious. But remember, John Wayne Gacy, who killed 28 young boys, this homosexual monster, loved to dress up as a clown. And he once told a police officer, quote, a clown can get away with murder. So, you know, it's like they're mocking, they're tormenting the masses. They believe we're so stupid, so profane.
Well, it's like Bohemian Grove. I think people watch the ritual and they go, oh, it's just a play. They're just having fun. Folks, world leaders travel from around the world. Helmut Schmidt, in his own autobiography, German Chancellor, said, we do Druid rituals in Germany, but my favorite place to do them is in America. They take it very seriously.
He did say that. In fact, it was in his biography, Men and Powers. I recall reading that, Alec. You've got a great memory. But these people believe this. And by the way, when you study the history of the Illuminati, something like Halloween and what happens to Halloween is fun and games, but it's serious for them. You know, we look back and we see things like the guillotine during the French Revolution as hideous and gruesome, and it's almost like a Halloweenish thing. But these were live human beings, thousands brought to the guillotine and their heads cut off. And why did it happen? Because of the Order of the Illuminati that was founded in 1776. By the way, its official founding date was May 1st. That's the Witches' Sabbat, their great high holy day called Beltane. It's the worship of Baal. And there again, We go back to the Bible. The great fire god, Baal, was worshipped by the ancients. So all of these things, they bring back the ancient mystery religions. And that's why I believe they the witches go and howl at the moon. By the way, in a book called Under the Sign of the Scorpion, which we offer at powerofprophecy.com, Jerry Lena, who did tremendous research in this book, he's a man from Sweden. And I'm going to send you a copy of his book, Alex, if you don't have it. But he actually documents how Lenin, in his last days, his body was wrecked. He died of syphilis, believe it or not, Vladimir Lenin. But he had have his servants wheel him out to his balcony on the night of the full moon, and he would howl like a wolf. And here is the man who is still worshipped today by Marxists in America, many of the college professors, howling at the moon. And, of course, the witches worship the great moon goddess.
And Ozzy Osbourne, oh, yeah, back at the moon. And then George Bush calls him in and goes, ha, blood and hell and death and destruction, we love Ozzy. It's all a big joke. Oh, and Skull and Bones, mock sacrifice, it's all a joke. But then in the real world, they're bombing innocent countries. They're running over people with bulldozers. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. They're putting poison in the water. They're genetically engineering the food where it's toxic. They're doing all this evil, Tex, and we ask why? It's a sacrifice, isn't it?
It is. I am convinced. In fact, I did 2 hours of radio programs on this. I have the audio tapes now. What happened at the World Trade Center? It was absolutely a satanic sacrifice there, those two buildings coming down. Everything is done by these people, Alex, during either the new moon or the full moon, and many times occult astrology. Now, that's not the astrology you read about in your newspaper when you want to know what, you know, when, for fun and games, the horoscope, the sun signs. There is a deep form of occult astrology, and they use this, and they use the witches, eight sabbats each year, you know, all the way, they have a witch's calendar, and they frame all of their works around these days because they believe that this brings in, unleashes the powers from the spirit world. So they do. By the way, Robert Mueller, former Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, all of its 32 directorates reported to him. Now, there is a Secretary General, but this guy actually runs the UN on a day-to-day basis. He recently retired.
He's like the city manager.
Exactly, like a city manager. He admits in his book, I have a copy of a book by him called First Lady of the World.
He says you've got to take a Luciferian initiation or you'll be killed.
That's right. And he actually, remember, First Lady of the World, here the witches call their goddess the First Lady.
Nah.
Sort of interesting. Our Lady, the First Lady. But Mueller says that the Rockefellers donated the money to buy the land on which the United Nations building sits. Okay, so we have the Rockefeller connection of the Illuminati. But then he says the reason that site was chosen there was because in decades past, it had been used as a cattle slaughtering place. And he said thousands and thousands of cattle were brought there and slaughtered. He said the blood of these cows ran into the ground and made that a holy and sacred place. The sacrifice of the cows, their blood, makes the United Nations a holy place.
Well, Tex, this is what you do as a scholar. You go get books that these world leaders wrote themselves. You put it in a big book, show pictures of them making hand signs, and have all this evidence, and still people are in denial. It's not like he didn't say this, and Schmidt didn't say this, and it isn't like Ronald Reagan, to the exact minute he gave a speech, was according to deep astrology. It's not like the Bushes and Kerry aren't Skull and Bones, aren't Bohemian Grove. I mean, their whole worlds revolve around this.
They do indeed. You know, you mentioned the Order of Skull and Bones here again. Do we not have a Halloween celebration? They dress up in costumes. They have bones, literally bones, of human beings, in their tomb, which is the name of their building. You know, you've discussed this. We've talked about it together even on the radio. And on your website, there's articles about it. So this was a Halloween celebration, but they take it deadly serious. And I believe it carries on into their life. And the American people, it is so fantastic. You know, many people are so good, and they're gullible, they're sincere. They can't believe this. They can't believe it's possible that a Bill Clinton or a George W. Bush, and notice we got Democrats and Republicans there, or a Hillary Clinton or a Laura Bush could be involved in this.
Well, it's also very, very scary.
Well, it is, because it totally destroys our concept of politics and government. I'll give you one example of this, Alex. You know, I mentioned that Halloween was not celebrated in America until 1845. Here's something for your audience to get some meat onto. It was in 1845, I have it right here, the United States Congress passed the law which set the first Tuesday after the first Monday of November as Election Day. Now, we have Election Day coming up this week, right?
Yes.
The first Tuesday after the first Monday. Why did they do that? Because this was a special day to the Druids and the witches, of which the Illuminati are patterned after their date. This was known as Slaughter Day. It was the day they slaughtered their cattle. Now, they couldn't do it on a Monday because that was the moon day. That was the worship of the goddess. They had to do it on Tuesday. It was the first Tuesday then, you might say, after the first Monday, after what? After Halloween, or Samhain Day, the day they worship the dead. They kill their cows, slaughter their animals for the coming winter season so they can store the food. And the blood flowed on that day. Election Day is Slaughter Day.
It's unbelievable. Tech, stay there. We're going to come back and get a little bit into how they're replacing other Christian holidays with other pagan dates, like Christmas. And again, one more time, you got to get the new book, Codex Magica, available at Infowars.com right now. Taking pre-orders. It's coming in this week. We'll ship it out to you. Or get it over there from Tex Mars, directly from the source, Power of Prophecy.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive
Codex Magica, 620-something pages long, over 1,000 pictures, secret signs, mysterious symbols, and the hidden codes of the Illuminati. And you know, so much stuff about the occult that I've researched, it's baloney. And so many of these books about codes and the Bible and all this, more baloney. This is real. This is the dominant force in our world, our occultist, who think that we're a bunch of cattle, and they openly write about it in their memoirs, and countless widows get into their attics and find all this stuff later. We end up getting it. Like Charlotte Iserby, you know, she was high-level Reagan administration. Her dad was Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and had like a deathbed confession and accepted Jesus before he died. She was taking care of him when he had cancer. She had to listen. He had to listen to her every day doing talk radio interviews about what was happening with education, and he finally woke up, and he said, oh, yeah, it's... You know, he cried about being a member and said it was horrible. That's all he'd say. But the point is that it's not too late for these people to turn back, but most of them have already totally gone over to the other side, so I guess it may be too late. That's open for debate. But this is what's running things. You want to know the language? Believe me, I've studied it a lot. And to be able to see it on the cornerstones of buildings, know what sect it is, know what their specialties are, know what they're doing when they're flashing hand signs on TV, when I'm debating somebody on TV and they're flashing hand signs, all this stuff. I told the story of my great-great-uncle, Uncle Houston, my dad's great-uncle, and he was a Mason, and he ran, during Prohibition, ran liquor stores, underground, you know, speakeasies in Houston, and two guys tried to rob him. He killed them. And the point is that he went and flashed a Mason in distress sign at the judge, and the judge just said, case dismissed instantly. And you know, that can be abused. That is abused. My Uncle Houston wasn't evil, folks. He was a mid-level Mason. But later in life, became high-level, and he told my daddy, don't join the Masons. Why, he wouldn't exactly tell him. Now we know. And look, it's so important to get Codex Magica. Please go to Infowars.com or call toll-free to get it. 1-888-253-3139. Get this new book, 888-253-3139. Or go over to conspiracyworld.com and link through to get the phone number or text right there on that site as well. Text, we're about to break and come back and start the next hour. We will go to John and Mike and Larry and Gary and others, but for the person that has trouble understanding, you know, why this occult system is out there and who buys into the propaganda that Christians are a bunch of nuts who just want to persecute, you know, these sweet little pagans, I don't think a lot of people realize that the pagans have also posed as Christians to carry out their sacrifices, haven't they?
Well, of course, they would have to do that. You know, Satan would love nothing better than to pollute the real Christian church. But I think more and more today we're becoming aware of these things. We're becoming alert. And you know, I myself, when I was a young man growing up, I couldn't imagine anything, you know, being wrong with Halloween. It was a little frightening, a little bit scary. But I didn't know it was actually an occult day still in practice. You know, I recently read, and I know you have, the news headlines. This has been going on for several years in Europe, in Belgium. Now we find out that there's an entire network of politicians and judges throughout Europe that are tied with a child abduction murder snuff film production ring.
And we're talking about killing
in Europe.
We're talking about killing toddlers.
Killing toddlers, and this guy had been let go by judges and such. These things are real. I believe it's happening in America. You know, just the mainstream. You know, Fred Barnes, who puts the Saturday Review or the National Review, one of the conservative magazines, said something on TV recently. He said, in all the history of the United States, a Freemason has never been convicted of murder. You mentioned that, how they favor each other, the judges and so forth. Isn't that interesting? Millions of Masons, not one of them has ever gone to the death chair.
Well, it is admitted that they let him go, then they found two more dead kids.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I tell you, 2 hours have just blasted past us. We're going to be going to John and Larry and Gary and Alex here in just a few minutes. We're talking to Professor Tex Mars, good friend of mine, pastor, best-selling author right here in Austin, Texas. Power of Prophecy is his ministry. We'll tell you about his websites and his toll-free number to get his amazing free newsletter before he leaves us. He's here talking about his new book. Comes out tomorrow. We're carrying it right now. I'm pre-order it, but it's coming in tomorrow, the next day. We'll be shipping it out. And that's Codex Magica, an amazing new encyclopedic book. When we come back from this quick segment, in the next segment, I want to ask him about Hugo Chavez saying, we don't practice Halloween. We're not satanic like the Americans. Because I know a lot of Latin Americans, and they are scared to death of Halloween. Mexico's different, though. They're a little more satanic, more like the Western culture. Let's go ahead and go to John in Mass. John, you're on the air with Tex Mars.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Tex. It's great to be on with you guys today. I just wanted to call because, number one, I'm calling from, I live in Salem, Massachusetts, which today I absolutely hate. Worst day of the year, live here. But what a lot of people don't understand is, you know, a lot of people come up here, they're dressed in costumes, they go downtown, they hang out, but they don't understand that there's witches all over here that are practicing secret rituals. And it's one of those invite-only things, and I mean, it really is incredible. It's going on right under everyone's nose, and they don't even get it.
Then we've studied it throughout history. You'll have the actual Satanist engaging in rituals and then posing as Christians. Tex, you want to comment on this?
Well, I think it is interesting up in Salem, Massachusetts, where I remember seeing pictures. I've never been to Massachusetts. I'm sure it's beautiful up in New England. But they actually have road signs, you know, inviting you into the land of the witches, and they have a picture of a witch riding a broom, supposedly. And I remember Governor Michael Dukakis, and I know John will remember this. He once had a little celebration, you might say, a little luncheon in his governor's mansion there. And he named one of the witches, I think it was Laurie Cobbett or one of them, as the Commonwealth of Massachusetts official witch. And again, this is all supposed to be in great fun, but it's not so much fun. You know, I was recently reading a book published in France, but now in English, because evidently it was so popular, and it is entitled Abortion as a Religious Sacrament. And the author of it says that abortion is a wonderful thing, and witches and goddess advocates should support it, because it is really the sacrifice of a live human being.
Well, did you hear about coming in from Colombia, all of those dead babies inside the statues, and it was hardly even in our news, it was in the BBC, being shipped in for rituals in Miami a month ago?
Oh, my goodness, no, I missed that. That is just that's just incredible. And just,
barely, it was in the BBC, showed photos of all these statues with dead babies in them, and they were gonna gobble them.
Wow, this is just, well, it is grotesque, and it is real, and that's what I want to encourage people
to
understand.
Well, how dare you say they're bad eating dead babies, Dex? That's a friendly thing to do.
Well, you know, again, we get back to the ancient mystery religions, and one of the things I show in Codex Magic, whether it's Albert Pike, the former Sovereign Grand Commander of Freemasonry, all of the Satan worshippers and the leaders of the early Illuminati, all of them believed basically in sacrifice. It's interesting that Pike, who actually used Indians during the Civil War to take the scalp of Yankee soldiers. He was a Civil War Confederate general. And it's interesting that his statue sits in front or stands in front of the U.S. Justice Department in Washington, D.C.
Right down the street from the Supreme Court.
Isn't that amazing? A Confederate War General statue stands in Washington, D.C. on public land in front of the Justice Department.
Jesse Jackson doesn't seem to care.
Well, Jesse's a 33rd degree Mason, as is Cole.
Isn't your family worth it?
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Chavez, president of Venezuela, calls for ban on Halloween. BBC. He said, we don't dress our children up like witches. We're not like that. We're not here to terrorize our people. We're not Satanists. We're not here to put fear into our nation, putting fear into their own people. And there have been lanterns being put around the Capitol building with little threats in it as of late, little threats to Chavez. Now, I'm not here defending Chavez and his political views, but the point is that he's outside the New World Order. He's not playing ball with them. Clearly they hate his guts. And, a strange bedfellow here. Chavez agrees with us that it's really bad news. I'm not for banning it because it's free speech, folks, but we need to be honest about this. And under the hate crime laws, I wouldn't be able to criticize this, and they're trying to get those passed. They have in England. I mean, how can they have the head of the Church of England, the Bishop of Canterbury, openly as a Druid? I have the video of him and photos of him in the new film. In his Druid outfit with the big sword. And Julius Caesar, right there at that very spot 2,000 years ago, saw them eating the people they'd sacrificed. I mean, this is admitted. Tex, why do you think Chavez is out here saying this now?
Well, of course, Chavez has been attacked. And even Pat Robertson, by the way, you're going to find out he is a high-level Freemason. And you'll see the actual hand signals that Pat Robertson uses in my book, Codex Magica. So Pat Robertson, the Seven Iron Club, is a tool of the elite, and they're all after Hugo Chavez, and you're absolutely right. He will not play ball with the Illuminati elite. They hate the guy. He has a lot of oil, more than just about anybody in this hemisphere, and they're going to watch out. He will probably be a dead man before long. I hope he's got some good bodyguards.
But now he's giving speeches about how he doesn't want his people worshiping the devil like us.
Well, I think he knows what he's talking about there. We are the leading country on the occult. I mean, our movies. You just turn on the television and just look at the array of evil, occultic, satanic slasher movies. Our kids are being programmed this way. And no wonder we're having things like what happened at Abu Ghraib prison, because these kids are being taught that there's nothing wrong with this hideous activity and behavior.
Oh, it's gonna get worse.
It probably will get worse, but it is interesting that Hugo Chavez is throwing this up to us right in our face. Well, you know the Bible says, and I don't mean to preach a sermon here, but it's very simple, a simple rule of thumb. It says, overcome evil with good. That's what we're supposed to do as Christians. But what kind of example is it to send evil, to transmit evil throughout the world with this holiday? And by the way, if we are supposedly we were formed at first as a Christian nation, and a lot of people say that's not true, but again, Halloween was not practiced among the people. It was brought over here by immigrants to the United States and really began to get in popular means about 1845. So George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they didn't know anything about Halloween. It would have been a grotesque thing for them. So, to be clear,
even the Associated Press is on the history of Christmas, and I've had guests on the written books about that.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus, I think it was like in 1820, 1830 or so, they banned Christmas for a decade because there were so many fires, so many murders, so many shootings in London, and everybody modeled that there were these groups of street thugs that would demand tricks or treats on Christmas as well. And they modeled after, and I've seen the old sketches of him, you know, from the period. He looks like Freddy Krueger. He's a criminal with gorilla arms, with striped stockings, and Santa Claus runs around basically stealing and murdering. And so now that's Coca-Cola, by the way. Santa, they made him popular in the 20s. He didn't even get popular in the 20s. Just one company, Coca-Cola, he's a friendly guy with a big beard. See, now that's Christmas. So they're even Easter, Ishtar, the bunny rabbit, the eggs, you know, Playboy, sex, fertility, folks, you know, the symbol Ishtar, the bunny. I mean, Texas, they're taking everything over.
They are. Now, the first step is basically to pollute Christianity, to bring us these things, and they look good. They have tinsel on them. They look wonderful. They're gaily wrapped, all of these holidays. But eventually they will come back and admit it, and they will say, did you know that Christmas is really a pagan, satanic day? Did you know that the very word Santa, S-A-N-T-A, that word is an anagram for Satan? Just a little scrambling of the letters. They will actually admit what they have done to us, and people will go, oh, well, that's okay. See, this is their plan. It is the way the satanic psychologists work.
Well, all you do is switch
this in people's minds.
All you do is switch the T with the N, you get Satan.
Yeah, you get Satan, and I can show you in the New Age occultic literature, for example, published by the Lucis Trust, they call their god Sanat, S-A-N-A-T. So here again, we see an anagram for Satan. The Masons, of course, worship a god they call Jabulon, which is, and they call him the Great Architect of the universe. So all of these shadowy names, of course, are synonyms when you really look into it, because Jabulon means a combination of Yahweh or Jehovah, Baal, and On, which is one of the names of the Egyptian god Osiris.
Tex, I want to jam a few final calls in here. I know you've got to go, and I'm going to move quick through these. But what is the New World Order's final master plan? You know, if they had their way, what would things look like right now?
Well, they're on their way to getting it. What they want is a utopia in which the elite philosophers, which they think is them. You can be as stupid as George Bush, but he believes he's a king philosopher, as you know would have it back in Platonic, Plato type literature. They want a utopia on Earth, which means the peasants, a feudalistic system, will be reinstituted, and the masses will be ruled over by this lordly elite. And so that is the New World Order. So they are going to use religion, economics, politics, all those areas to bring it to pass. And so they're working in every field, these custodians of what they call the plan.
Absolutely. Give us the toll-free number to get the free newsletter and the new book, Codex Magica.
Sure, Codex Magic, of course, on InfoWars.com. But Pope, people can call us and get a free newsletter. We'll tell them a little bit about it. Codex Magic is the name of it. Ask for that particular newsletter. Call us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. Now, if they want the book, they can go ahead and order it. Just tell the lady, because she's not going to ask you. She's not going to try to sell you anything, who answers the phone there.
But 1-800-234-9673, or, Alex, as you mentioned, it will be available on Infowars.com on the Internet.
It is right now. We just posted it today, and so same price as Texas selling it for. I hope you get it. It's $35 because it's 600-plus pages, weighs 2 pounds, and I hope you'll get it and support what Texas is doing. Let's jam calls in. I know you guys have been patient. I want to get to you. I guess next up here is Larry. Larry, you're calling us from Arizona, I believe. Go ahead.
That's right, Alex. I had to call in when I heard that Texas was on your show because I owe Texas thanks. Several years ago, I made a missionary journey over to the Philippines, and at that time, Texas was offering free materials for missionaries, and his office was kind enough to send me 4 cases of books, which I handed out in the Philippines, and the people there were very grateful.
Yeah, Texas is one of the most gracious people I know. Very, very nice person.
No, y'all are way too kind to me, but thank you very much, Alex and Larry.
Tex, I'd like to ask you a question, if I can. One of your tape series that I got several years ago, and by the way, you were the first person that turned me on to all of this New World Order stuff back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So I also want to thank you for that. But what I wanted to ask you about was one tape series that you had about people that were ducking out of the Vietnam War and going into seminaries, and they really didn't do it for the right reason.
Yeah, communist infiltrating. Thanks for the call. I want to take a few more. Tex, comment on that?
Well, there was, you know, a Church of Universal Life, a fake church that came up during the Vietnam War, and I think 3 million guys became ministers of this fake church with a by-mail ordination certificate, and they got out of the war. And many of these people went on to actually pastor churches. And there were hundreds of thousands who went to divinity schools and seminaries because they were draft dodgers. And now, hey, they're in their high 40s, 50s, 60s, and they're running the religious establishment. Larry is absolutely right.
Exactly.
So be very careful who your pastor is.
Exactly. Let's talk to Gary in Ohio. Gary, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First time I called you, I want to thank you for fighting the New World Order. I learned about 9/11 basically from you. I've been passing out your videos, and also the whole globalist control thing.
Well, thank you.
I was least interested in the Bohemian Grove and the occult aspect of it until I saw Bohemian Grove and found out they're serious. They do that, you know, serious black magic stuff. I want to say for most people, I come from more on the left, and for most people, Halloween is just, you know, make believe, goofy stuff. But as far as the globalists, I think that, you know, we're doing a great job of exposing them. But right now they own the army. They own the media. They can cut you off in a minute. They own the banking system, dollars, voting. They put pig genes in our tomatoes and our food. You know what they did with the water in Bolivia, where they were charging people a quarter of their monthly income just to survive.
Hmm.
So my question is, to restore American liberty, don't we really have to think about, you know, taking these things back from them? Not like Stalin or anything, but like a decentralized grassroots control of all that
stuff.
Okay,
I appreciate your call, and I wish you'd call back some other day. We could talk 10 minutes about this. We're out of time. But, yeah, you've got to decentralize things. You got to break up these monopolies. They're not free market. They're the opposite of that. And so they love socialism because that consolidates wealth for them. Tex, you agree?
Absolutely. The only thing I would add, Alex, is, you know, a lot of these organizations, I believe Sierra Club, environmental groups and such, they are actually controlled by the elite. They claim to be decentralized, but they're not. But we need to develop mechanisms. We need to develop a true decentralization. You're right.
Tex, I really want to thank you for coming on with us, my friend. Look forward to talking to you in the near future.
Alex, great to be on with you and your wonderful audience again. And God bless you.
God bless you. We'll be right back to tell you about forced vaccination coming up. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're carrying Codex Magica.
Let's talk about it.
Of the National Vaccine Information Center on with us. We'll be talking to her in a moment, Barbara Lee Fisher. They passed the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act for Homeland Security, page 76, because they couldn't get the states to do it 3 years ago. They tried to order medical workers and police to take it. They wholesale refused 99%+, according to the Associated Press and LA Times, showing that even the enforcers aren't stupid. when top virologists and others came out and said that this thing will spread smallpox and is very toxic. Well, here's one, London Telegraph. Now, I see articles like this every day. Here's just one today because we got this guest on. Flu jab may be fatal to some pensioners. They report that old folks going in to get the shots are dying. They're suffering internal bleeding and dying, and something's in the vaccines. Folks, how many people do you know were never sick, but took a flu jab and they go to the hospital? And in the last 5 years, they admit the flu shots they've given you don't even cover the flu that's coming out this year. But you still line up like cattle. Massive studies, I mean, medical studies, double-blind studies, decades-long studies show that folks that take four or five or more flu shots who are older get Alzheimer's. Well, yeah, the mercury. What do you think it does to your brain, folks? What? It's Alzheimer's is the exact same thing as mercury poisoning in many cases. And it's been a scourge. Autism up several thousand percent. We've had medical doctors on to cover this. They haven't taken it out of the shots. They've actually increased it in most shots, like the MMR and flu, up to 250 times safe levels. That all said, that's admitted. That all said, now they are trying to pass mechanisms to forcibly inject you, to federalize the states to do this. They're having drills all over the country in Walmart parking lots where they practice busing in the school kids for their forcible injection. They give them a jelly bean so when it really happens, they don't have fear. This is really scary. And now they want to give them liability protection. Now, here's the difference. I'm for liability protection of gun makers. Because if somebody goes and buys a Louisville Slugger and beats your brains out, it's not Louisville Slugger's fault. Or if somebody runs over you in a Ford pickup truck on purpose, it's not Ford's fault. It's the same thing with guns. But with these shots, they claim it's a medical thing, they claim it's a drug, they claim it's something that helps you, and it doesn't, and they knowingly do this, they need to be held accountable. We're going to break here in a few minutes, but you should be with us for the balance of the broadcast until about 50 after. We'll try to jam a few calls in, and she is Barbara Lee Fisher. Barbara, we've got this new nightmare. It's passed the Senate, it's in the House. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's the latest in legislation, federal legislation, since September 11, 2001, that is trying to totally absolve the vaccine makers from all liability for vaccine injuries and deaths, and also protect anyone who's connected with giving these vaccines, any public health officials, any physicians who give the vaccines, from what happens after they give them. And it all started with the Homeland Security bill after 9-1-1 and the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act, which were going through the states, passed through the states. And then we have Project BioShield 2004, and now we have this latest legislation that is trying to take away all liability for whenever the Secretary of Health and Human Services declares even an imminent public health emergency, which gives great latitude there, that then they would be able to use even unlicensed drugs and vaccines on the people, and nobody would be held accountable if people died.
And this is going to be forcible, by the way, boys and girls.
Yeah, I think that people really don't understand what they did with the Homeland Security bill. It was the most incredible reorganization of the checks and balances that we have had historically in power in this country. It tilts now to the
executive branch. Total federalization. It's a giant cloaking device for public martial law. Ron Paul and many others are now saying
right.
That.
And certainly, I mean, that's where they started to talk about, where they gave the power to the Secretary of HHS to declare even an imminent public health emergency and use, quote, substance or substances on the people. You know, whatever, that's very broad. And then, of course, Project BioShield 2004 went further. And, in fact, you know, there have been a number of military personnel who have been forced to take the anthrax vaccine, which is basically an experimental vaccine. It has never been licensed by the Food and Drug Administration.
And that's illegal even with the military, but I guess not now.
No, there's been a court case in the federal district court here, and there was a judge that said to Donald Rumsfeld, you may not give these soldiers this experimental vaccine without informed consent because it's experimental, it's against the law. And what they did, what the Secretary of Defense did in conjunction with the Secretary of HHS is invoke Project BioShield and had an emergency use authorization issued that got around that federal court order. So you see, already we're seeing what's happened when we give too much power to the executive branch.
And folks, run. I mean, they're doing this on purpose to the troops. Understand, this is bioweapons testing on our own people. Oh, boy. Triple the deformities and all sorts of health problems. Everything's fine. We'll roll up your sleeves and get ready. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our website, www.anu.org.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up on November 4th right here in Texas, and they don't have the special fraud electronic voting machines in everywhere. We still have a chance to defeat this. 90%+ of Texans are against the toll roads. You're going to see election fraud at work here when you watch. There's a good chance. Oh, magically, though, doesn't matter what all the polls show. You voted for the tolls. We've caught them red-handed many times. That's why in your town, you don't have these new machines in. You really got to vote. Vote no on Prop 1 and Prop 9. One's the toll roads, and 9 is trying to, so they can stay in office longer. Just vote no on 1 and 9 for our Texas audience. And no matter where you live in the country, they're coming at you with the toll roads. By the way, before school always opens, they tell you, it's the law, you got to go be vaccinated to go to school. There's no law. There's never been a law. But they're just lying, and it's a big, big business. Just with this flu scare they're doing with the bird flu. Look at what they've been able to do. They've been running around yelling and screaming about that and hyperventilating, and turns out Rumsfeld's company is going to make between $4 and $7 billion with this pill. And then one of the other companies has got connections into the White House making the flu vaccine, which they admit doesn't even cover this supposed flu. So it's just a huge payoff in the tens of billions of dollars each year to these guys. And then we find out what's in these vaccines. We have the CDC documents from 2000 where they said we've brain damaged millions, but we've got to cover this up. And it's by design, folks. So make no mistake, this is happening. This is coming. And they're really pushing to set the precedent to put in our bodies what they want, when they want. They're talking about engineering vaccines into vegetables now. They already have the technology, pharmacological crops. They're setting this precedent. I'm talking to the president, Barbara Lee Fisher, of the National Vaccine Organization that exposes all of this. And we're so honored to have her on with us today from the National Vaccine Information Center. Continuing with what we're facing, how do we beat this? Because they just keep coming back with this. How do we beat this, Barbara?
Well, you know, I don't know how we're going to really be able to turn this, to stop this bill. We might be able to. People are going to have to contact their congresspersons, and they're going to have to make their views known. I mean, that's about the only way we can, because we're outgunned up there by the pharmaceutical industry. They have just incredible power and money, and also medical organizations, which are also lobbying for this bill.
Well, I mean, you said it. I want to make something clear here. Remember earlier this year they passed the New Freedom Initiative, the Orwellian term, for forced psychological testing and drugging of all school-aged children, forced testing for all, drugging of many, and the drug company's own internal documents said this was about money. We're going to be able to put half the kids on drugs now. I mean, literally, they just bought our politicians that command our police, and they're just going to show up and demand we take Ritalin and Prozac. I mean, so now they're just going to demand we... I mean, imagine owning a business where you make people buy your product.
It's amazing because, of course, and there's no liability attached. You talk about a stockholder's dream and a consumer's worst nightmare. And I've always said, you know, that until the cop with the nurse and the syringe and the gun comes to your door, Americans are not going to wake up and realize the freedoms that we've given away. Now, one of the things is that the public health laws, including those laws governing vaccination, have always been state laws. Why? Because in the U.S. Constitution, anything that was not defined as a federal activity defaulted to the state. So you're right that there's no federal law compelling vaccination yet. But there are state laws in the different states, and however, there have been exemptions that so far they've allowed people to get.
But this is a big step in knocking that out.
That it started with Homeland Security, and yes, the Homeland Security law was the first time that the feds started to intrude upon the state's rights in this area.
And people say that, oh, they'll never, you know, Homeland Security doesn't affect me, Patriot Act doesn't affect me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does, folks.
It does, and what the bigger plan is, of course, is once they can get all liability removed from those who make vaccines and drugs, those who give them to you, or who recommend that they be given to you, then there's no liability. Then they can, as you know, President Bush several weeks ago said he wanted to use the U.S. military to forcibly quarantine people in the case of a flu epidemic or pandemic. Well, along with that is forced vaccination.
Well, I'll just say this. That's why they gave us the Second Amendment.
Yeah, and we also have the Seventh Amendment, which is our right to a trial by jury in front of a jury of our peers. This legislation totally destroys the Seventh Amendment.
Did you know that the former top CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan and Bush Sr. says the government may carry out terror attacks and set up martial law? Did you know Ron Paul said the government wants to use this vaccine system to declare martial law and get our guns? So many prominent people are now saying we are actually becoming a commie Nazi system. I mean, America really is going into a total dictatorship very soon.
I never thought I would feel that that our country is in danger, and that we have so eroded the fundamental principles of the Constitution when it comes to civil liberties. And I mean, our founders came here because they were fleeing from oppression by kings and queens.
But that British oppression, isn't a thimble. I mean, just compared to this washtub of evil we're now seeing.
Well, certainly, if we cannot have control over what we put in our bodies or the bodies of our children, we can in no sense be free. In my opinion, there's a human right to determine or what you're willing to risk your life for.
Well,
your
Barbara, why don't you tell people what they found in the vaccines confirmed? I mean, everything you can imagine.
Well, it is distressing when you go and you do the research and you find out how vaccines are made, and you find that, you know, they're using animal cell substrates like monkey kidney cells to make vaccines. We had a problem. A lot of people don't realize that the polio vaccine, both the killed and live polio, was contaminated with a monkey virus that has now been associated with brain, bone, and lung cancers in both humans, I mean, in both children and adults.
Conclusively proven to for the explosive growth rate of many rare cancers that are now quite common, SV40. But there are new viruses, new cancer viruses they're finding in vaccines. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, there's. They want to raise the level, acceptable level of what they call adventitious agent contamination.
Well, let's just say it. These bastards have been spreading cancer. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's. I think that there's just been this sort of blind spot in with Congress and with the public about vaccines, because there's been this incredible promotion that the polio vaccine, the smallpox vaccine, and all these vaccines have saved humanity from infectious disease.
And now they're openly saying, hey, we're not going to clean them up. In fact, we're going to make them as dirty as we want.
Well, unfortunately, with this liability protection, they can do whatever they want to. And the other thing about this Senate Bill 1873, is that they are setting up this entity that is going to keep secret from the people. You can't, under the Freedom of Information Act, get any information about the way these vaccines and drugs are made.
Keeping science and reporting and all of this secret. A secret Holocaust.
Yeah, and so the problem is you'll never be able to go to court to prove, like with the tobacco companies, you need to be able to go into court and hold industries.
Now, Bush already gave Eli Lilly protection, but we got that stripped.
In the Homeland Security bill, yes, a lot of we organized a call-in campaign and a fax campaign, and we got the thimerosal rider that protected the makers of the thimerosal, the mercury preservatives and vaccines. That was knocked out. But see, they've come around. They waited, and now they're going to achieve what they did not achieve in Homeland Security. They're going to achieve with this piece of legislation.
And people wondered why you never hear this on the nightly news. Half the advertisers. Now, I'd already said this just from watching TV, but I've seen reports, news reports, and industry publications on advertising expenditures. About half of, in your average newscast, right around half of the ads are drug maker ads. and they all have their vaccine divisions. So literally, half the news budget is being paid for by the drug makers. They're buying up everything.
Well, just think, if you have a product that is mandated to be used by every single citizen born in this country.
But the media won't expose it because half their money, half their profits are from the drug makers.
I don't know what, you know, the only thing I can, what we need to do is, we as citizens, we need to stand up. And we need to get to our elected representatives. And if our elected representatives won't listen to what we say, we have to elect new representatives.
Yeah, we got to have recalls about this. Barbara, continuing here, you know, trying to look at this big picture of what we're facing.
People need to realize there are 200 vaccines in the research pipeline that are literally being developed to prevent every single infectious disease you can think of. And, you know, there's never been any research into whether preventing all illness in childhood and as adults is really good for us. I mean, obviously we've been had illness on this earth since man walked the earth. You know, there are some scientists and physicians who are thinking independently and saying maybe getting sick once in a while is not bad for you, but is actually good for you.
Well, it's just like antibiotics has now given rise to superbugs that,
right,
you know, eat your skin. And I know people who have been on antibiotics for 10 years. They're totally unhappy, and they can't get off of them now because they don't have an immune system, and now it isn't even working for them. But look, that's the thing. Right now, they try to push about 45 vaccines on your kids. 10 years ago, it was 30. 10 years before that, it was 15. They're now talking about making your child take hundreds of shots, literally on a daily basis, injectors filled with every toxin you can imagine. This is unbelievable. I mean, this is like a science fiction horror movie.
Well, I'm afraid people are going to have to wake up and see that, you know, just because the smallpox vaccine eradicated smallpox and polio vaccine took polio out, doesn't mean that we have to use a vaccine for literally every disease known to man. You know, they're not doing the proper scientific research that needs to be done to look at this issue. They're just going blindly down the road saying more is better. You know, that we can take an unlimited number of vaccines. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense logically.
Well, they even admit that, you know, they have a vaccine to stop kids having earaches, but they admit that the vaccine is very dangerous. They have the meningitis shot, but they admit that's a very dangerous shot and doesn't even protect you in all cases. But
they've got hepatitis B vaccine. They're given to 12-hour-old infants in the newborn nursery, even though hepatitis B is an adult disease that is through having multiple sexual partners or being an IV drug user. They are creating vaccines for every sexually transmitted disease that they want to target, including HIV.
Did you hear about England?
For teenagers.
Did you hear about England? I'm sure you did. They also barely defeated. They wanted to pass a law to give every child in England an injection of a vaccine with a live virus that was actually going to attack key nerve centers in the brain to, quote, cure children so they would never use cocaine, heroin, nicotine, or any other opiate.
Right.
Folks, imagine a vaccine with a virus that actually creates a type of chemical lobotomy. That's a science fiction movie, folks. That's Brave New World.
You're right. There's an anti-cocaine vaccine there. I mean, I'm telling you.
But it actually attacks the brain. They have a science fiction movie out about that right now.
Well, I just think we have given too much power to MDs and PhDs who choose to become scientists and physicians.
Well, some cop tries to come to my door, injected me with some kind of thing that attacks my brain. I mean, this is insane.
Well, I think people just don't understand, because so many of these laws are passed quietly, and that's one of the reasons that our organization, and we've been doing this vaccine safety work for 23 years, put out the press release and said, you know, people wake up, see what's happened. You need to take back your country. You need to take back your constitution. And you can only do that by going and holding the elected officials accountable for the votes that they make. You need to monitor what your elected official at the state and federal level is doing. Find out what they're doing. Find out who gives the money. You can find that out by going on the internet and see who gives your elected official money. And then if you don't like what they're doing in Washington or in your state capital, you need to vote them out. Get your own people in
but
there.
But I thought we fought the British so we could forcibly inject our children with hundreds of toxins.
I'm sure that our founders are turning over in their graves. They wouldn't believe. They really wouldn't.
Okay, well, we know it passed the Senate. What's the House bill number?
I don't actually, you know, I don't have the House bill number in front of me here, but they can go to our website. We'll be updating that. We have a portion on our website, and we'll get that new House number in there.
That's nvic.org.
That's correct.
nvic.org. I know I've been jumping in a lot, Barbara. It's just that it freaks me out.
I know. I know.
I mean, when I'm reading London Telegraph articles that are reported like it's good, oh, it's wonderful. It attacks the brain so that you can't have these receptors plugged in by the opiates or by the nicotine. But then I talked to a medical doctor. I already knew it, but I talked to a brain expert about it on air, and he said, well, of course, this will plug up the receptor where you can't feel good when you score the touchdown or you do good at work, mm-hmm. or your wife has that first child. I mean, if they destroy the receptors in the brain for those pleasures, those drugs simply mimic natural receptor points.
Yeah, it's Brave New World. I don't know if you ever read Aldous Huxley's Brave New World.
Yes.
But it's very unsettling, and I think again people have got to be more aware, and they need to vote people into their state legislatures and into Congress to understand that we do not want pharma running our lives. We don't want public health officials and pharma with too much power and too much money telling us what to put in our bodies.
Well, we've got to defeat the bill. Congress set to pass law eliminating liability for vaccine injuries. And in the Senate, it was S-1873.
And we'll get that up on our website, the new House bill.
All right. It just went to the House. It was S-1873. It's passed the Senate. Biodefense and Pandemic Vaccine and Drug Development Act.
That's right.
And that'll be the name of the House. So just look for Bio and Pandemic Vaccine and Drug Development Act. And, Barbara, I want to commend you for coming on. Folks, you need to go to your website, nvic.org, nvic.org, and you better get involved. Barbara, thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Take care. Folks, this isn't a joke, okay? Type in pharmacological crops. They're going to put it in the food. They already have it. They have developed vaccines that they're looking at in the U.S. and that they tried to pass a law last year in England by law to make you take a vaccine where the virus actually creates a plaque. A plaque. It actually goes in, tailored, and the virus plugs into your receptor sites and actually kills brain cells. I can't believe this. I mean, we're talking actual brain engineering. You want to know what all this technology and the $700 hammers have been spent on in the Pentagon? You know, it didn't really go into hammers. It is actual stuff where they give you a shot, and man, you are that mindless. After that, you're just like a zombie. And they're going to be coming by in their black mask. Laugh at me like you did about everything else. If we don't stop them in 10 years, they're going to be coming around even sooner. And then black mask with Rogue Leader 17. Go in. Move in. Move in. Take your shot now. You're with us now. Join us. Join us. Now you're with us. Yes. Yes. Now you're with us. Now you're with the world leader now. I mean, these people are psychopathic, occult sickos. Go read the London Telegraph. Go read the BBC. They almost passed a law to actually lobotomize every child in England. I'm not joking. We are just living in absolute insanity. Normal people respond to it like I am.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And
a few months ago, I saw a trailer for a science fiction movie where the government makes you take a shot of a virus that then makes you behave yourself. It goes in and eats your brain, eats certain... And, of course, that's real. They're actually about to pass laws to make us take it. I mean, see, that's why I'm freaking out here, folks. It's so bad. I mean, the cops out there, they're going to brain damage your kids. I know you'll just roll their sleeves up and let them hurt your children because you believe the system's so good. You're so brainwashed. You're so stupid. And you yuppies out there, and all of you, you make me sick. And in the movie Serenity, you know, that's the message. The government's really secretly, trying to make people sedative. I haven't seen the movie Equilibrium, but John Harmon running the show keeps telling me to see it. John, what does Equilibrium talk about? Then I'm going to take a few calls.
Yeah, basically, everyone's forced to take this drug that emotions are banned in the future because emotions result in anger and violence and all that stuff. So everyone is turned into mindless zombies to ensure peace.
Which Aldous Huxley said his brother was UN Secretary General of UNESCO, but he wrote it back in the 30s before the UN even existed. And he said in a speech in 62 at Berkeley that I've aired here, no, this is the real plan. I've worked with the global government. My book is about our plan. So you go, well, why is what the book says what they're doing? Because it's an actual plan, people. Listen to me. Soylent Green is made out of people. It's that equivalent, okay? It's that level. They're so close to the troops and the injectors. And Ron Paul won't care anymore once they get him. He'll be on the news. Everything is fine. I've had my injection. I love the global leader. I mean, folks, this is not a joke. You realize we're in a science fiction horror movie. This is all you can do is fight at that point. When these dumb cops come with stupid troops who've all had their injections and all are following orders now, they're all going to be feeling fine. Go to InfoWars.com, get the new book Codex Magica, get my film Martial Law, make 1,000 copies, run around screaming, wake everybody up, freak out, pull your hair out. That's the normal response to this stuff. Just, it's unbelievable. They're going to make a law to forcibly inject us in no liability with just all this garbage, and it's going to be incrementally done. Let's talk to Alex in Mass, and Joseph in England's been holding for 5 million years. Go ahead, Alex. Quickly.
Oh, hey, I'm from North Carolina. Was there an Alex from Mass?
It doesn't matter. Go
doesn't
ahead,
matter. Okay. Well, for 15 years or so, I've been aware of and incrementally of various things you talk about on the show, and I've always thought that I've done a good job of finding out about it, trying to protect myself and my family, until I learned recently that I guess I'm a complete moron because I've been poisoning myself for the last 25 years, and I've been doing it with dental amalgam. And
dental amalgam is at 1/1 billionth as bad as these vaccines.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's good. I'm having all of them out, you know, as soon as I can. But it's unsettling, though, to know that, like, for example, I looked online and I found the material data safety sheet for a product called Dispersaloy. And, you know, if you go to a regular dentist, they'll tell you that there's nothing wrong with amalgams. They can't possibly hurt you. But the data sheet says that the number of amalgam restorations for one patient should be kept to a minimum. Inhalation of mercury vapor by dental staff may be avoided by proper handling.
Yeah, no, the actual literature says it's dangerous. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry we're out of time. Joseph in England. Go ahead, Joseph.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Equilibrium is a good film, but if you want to see a film that really describes the New World Order, there's a good one with Ewan McGregor called The Island you've got to see.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, The Island's great.
Yeah. I'm just going to read a quick headline out of the UK Daily Mirror. Our envoy loses satellite phone. Iraqi rebels find it. Run up a £500,000 bill calling Al-Qaeda in Yemen and Saudi Arabia, if you can believe that.
I never covered that. More proof Al-Qaeda is MI6 CIA.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right. I should have touched in the stack. I didn't get to it. I'm sorry. You held so. Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk more, okay?
Okay, then.
Joseph, and that goes for John and everybody else, and Alex and all of you. Just great callers. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll free 877-300-7645.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are